Carolina Community Actions is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. It's got a big party it's throwing on Thursday, and we're here to learn more about this agency right here in our backyard. We're excited to have the executive director and the CEO joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Karen Brackett Browning. And good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said, you came in here. She's dressed with a very colorful shirt on, and you're ready to make this Monday the best it can be.
I am.
This is a big week for Carolina Community Actions.
Yes, it is. We're in celebration mode this week.
Before we get to the party on Thursday, let's kind of lay the foundation for what the CCA is all about, how it got its start, and what your mission is all about.
Well, as you've aforementioned, this will be our 60th year. So CCA was actually started in 1965. It came as a result of the Economic Opportunity Act that was passed by Lyndon B. Johnson in 1964. At that time, he declared a war on poverty, and agencies like this were created across the country to ensure to carry out that war, to pilot programs to determine what the needs of the communities are, so that we could help bridge the gap, as it may seem, between the have and the have-nots, to ensure that everyone has equal opportunity to live in dignity and to live in decency and opportunity to educational and employment opportunities. So this is how CCA was started. So here in York County, the York County Economic Development Corporation decided that we need one of those agencies. And so they were insightful enough to commence Carolina Community Actions in 1965.
My goodness. So across the state of South Carolina, how many CCAs are there?
There are 14 community action agencies representing all 46 counties across the state of South Carolina.
So walk us through how your model works. So would a person come to your organization, and would that individual come to you for what exactly?
Well, we have a variety of services that we are currently operating. An individual who may be in financial crisis, may need assistance with their utilities, may be at risk of disconnection. We have offices in all five counties. The one here in York County, or Rock Hill, is at 546 South Cherry Road in the Pathways Center. So an individual would come. We would conduct an assessment to determine if that individual is eligible for the programs, because all of our programs are based upon the federal poverty guidelines, so there is an eligibility component or criteria to the program. We also have employment and training programs. We have programs that assist with rent that's called our General Emergency Assistance Program. And as you can well imagine, during these tumultuous times, we don't keep a lot of funds in those particular programs. Probably our best known one is Head Start. We operate the Head Start program in three of our counties, that being Chester, Union, and York counties. And with the Head Start program, we have an early Head Start that serves families. People don't realize that Head Start is a comprehensive program that serves children and families. Mm-hmm. So with that, we serve early Head Start children from birth to three. And then we have our regular Head Start, which is the pre-K, where we serve children from three to five. But we also assist the families with employment and training opportunities, with educational opportunities, because education is key. And so we promote education in each of our programs where we possibly can.
Gosh, over 60 years, Karen, I cannot imagine the impact you've had here in the five counties that you cover in this area, which include York, Lancaster, Chester, Union, and Fairfield counties. What are some of the reactions of those that you've helped in the moment, and then when they've got their feet underneath them and they come back and you see them in successful mode? Walk us through maybe what some of those stories look like.
The return on investment has been great. And that's what we look at it
That
as.
Is a great
a
way.
Return on investment. Many of those individuals have been become successful entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. For example, we may send someone to truck driver training school. And one of our impact stories that we will highlight on Thursday is that of an individual. He was unemployed. He came to us. We sent him to truck driver training school. He actually obtained employment and now owns his own trucking company. So that's the return on investment for the funds that are invested. We do a lot of training with medical assistants and helping individuals to get into the medical field, which is a really prominent field right now. But we also help individuals with basic educational skills. We help them obtain their high school diplomas, the GEDs. With that, we also have, I did not aforementioned it, and my staff would get me. We have a weatherization assistance program. Many of the low income pay about 10 to 12% of their monthly income to for their energy. Use for their energy, whereas everyone else may be about 6 to 8%. And the reason for that is they oftentimes do not have the income to make repairs to the home. So you have energy escaping the home. So we have a weatherization assistance program that uses modern technology to achieve a prescribed energy level in the home. So we've seen people, we've seen their energy bills or their utility bills decrease by as much as $150 to $100 a month.
Wow.
And that's significant when you are in a vulnerable population of low income.
Karen Brackett Browning is the executive director and CEO for Carolina Community Actions. This year, it's celebrating its 60th anniversary. They're throwing a huge party, as you should when you turn 60, this Thursday. And walk us through what that celebration looks like. How can folks still be part of this event and take us out?
All
from there.
Right. Well, first of all, I want to express appreciation to you because Mr. McFadden will serve as our MC or our master of ceremonies for this event. This event is to highlight, this is an event for the entire community, all stakeholders in the community, and we invite all of you to attend. Our keynote speaker is Mr. Bakari Sellers, whom I think you know very well. Mm-hmm. He's going to be our keynote speaker for this organization, but during this organization, it gives us an opportunity to highlight the agency, the successes, and share with the community during this time. It begins on Thursday at 11:30. At 11:30 a.m., it's going to be at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center at on Technology Way. If you want to purchase tickets, tickets are $60, you know, and for the 60th celebration.
Like
so it is they are $60. They can be purchased online at carolinacommunityactions.org. Or please stop by our office. Our administrative office is located at 138 South Oakland Avenue, Rock Hill, South Carolina, in the David Boone Building. Brother David Boone was our past board chair, and so the building is named in his honor. So please stop by. We look forward to celebrating with the entire community, and especially you, Mr. McFadden.
Listen, I'm there just to make sure that we honor the last 60 years and help to celebrate 60 more. And you all have done the heavy lifting, and what an impact you've made in our community. That one gentleman's story that you shared is just one of so many that just, you know, will hopefully put a smile on people's faces, especially if they think like, oh, I'm down and out and the world's, you know, got me, tackled me to the ground. You hear stories like this and there's hope, right?
It is.
To your point earlier, put everyone on the same playing field. Everyone starts the race with all the same skills, and then the sky's the limit from there. And it's just remarkable. Well, here's to wonderful 60 years, Karen, and here's to 60 more.
Thank you. We hope so.
We'll see you out there on Thursday, May the 22nd.